When we learn about each other, we see how truly alike we really are. This is People of Faith with Carol Makita on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're having a really insightful conversation this morning with Ilona Shelley. She has written the book Confessions of a Molly Mormon. It is available on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. And she's been doing book signings at Costco, so it is widely available. And we're talking about as a child and then as a young woman and eventually as a young married woman, the struggles with faith. But in chapter one, there's a subtitle that says, "Today I rejoice in my deep love for God and for his amazing love for each of his children." And so it started with you. You had to realize that he loved you. He loves you just as you are, right?
Yes, but that took a really heart-changing experience. The reason that I came to this, after I got over my eating disorder, I kind of looked to my husband to be my fix-it person for everything. And he seemed to be able to fix most things as long as, you know, we were raising our children. And then when our 16-year-old, our oldest son was 16, he came to me and he said, "Mom, you might as well know, I am gay. I don't want to hide it anymore." And it just blew me away. I just was so lost. I didn't know what to do. In fact, I said to my husband, "We have to move away. We can't tell anybody we're Mormons. I've failed God. I've failed the family. I've failed the church. You know, we just have to do something different." And so I was so devastated. I went into a deep depression. I had struggled with depression off and on. But I went into a really dark place. And during that time, it was months, I can't remember exactly how long, but I just was barely functional. And then at one point, I was talking to a friend on the phone who we were talking about, a friend, a neighbor of ours who was having a kidney transplant. She was giving a kidney to her son. Oh. And so my friend said to me on the phone, we were talking about how hard it would be to give a kidney, and she had a lot of other children to take care of and how the recovery was hard. And she said, I said, "That would just be so difficult." And my walking partner said to me, "But really, you do it. I would do it. I would do it for any of my children, and so would you." And I said, "I would for anyone but David." And when I heard those words come out of my mouth, I was horror struck. This child had been my life, my joy, my firstborn. And I couldn't believe that I could say I would let him die, if, even though it were in my power to save his life. And I just fell to the floor. And I heard kind of in my mind a scripture. I wasn't quoting exactly, but it came to my mind as, "In the last days, the hearts of the mothers will turn cold." And I just said, "Heavenly Father, please don't let me be a cold-hearted mother. I can't be a cold-hearted mother." And I sat and I wept and I wept, and suddenly I was just filled with this amazing presence and this amazing love. And I heard the words, "You are not a cold-hearted mother. You are just hurt. But think how much more your son is hurting. You have people in the church that support you. You have a husband. You have family members, but he has no one." And I was so caught off guard. And I just was thrilled to have this change of feeling, of this love coming over me. And I said, "Heavenly Father, I don't know how to be a good mother to a homosexual child. I don't know anything about it." And it was just so clear. You don't have to understand. You just have to love. And suddenly I could just feel this love for me, for him, for all of these gay friends of his, for everything. It was just the whole world was filled. Excuse me. The whole world was just filled with love. And I was so excited. And it changed my whole relationship with everything, with God, with my son, with my friends, everything. It was like new game.
We are visiting with Ilona Shelley. I told you it was a compelling discussion. Confessions of a Molly Mormon. Much more to come. Stay with us.
Give a pint and get a pint this August with ARU.